Oh, hold me, Corinne. Hold me close. I love you, darling. I love you.
Drink it, Bobby. Drink it. Do it quickly, darling. And so will I.
Theater 5 presents Till Death Do Us.
Of yours really moves, darling. I just touched the accelerator. We left everybody miles behind.
The way you drive, Bobby. Clean and sharp and sure. Just like the way you play golf.
Yeah.
Like the way you are, darling.
Hey, take it easy, Corinne. I gotta keep my mind on the road.
Do I bother you?
If you didn't, I wouldn't be here.
Sweetheart.
How much further?
We're almost there, darling. Linwood Valley Motel.
On which side of the road?
It's on the right. There's a big sign made out of logs, you know, rustic.
I never noticed it.
Well, it's not very noticeable. It's about 25 miles from Pittsford. What's your mileage?
Well, we started from the country club, so I really don't know. I don't know why we had to drive so far. I mean...
That's exactly why. Out here, no one will know us. No one will interfere.
Have you ever been there with anyone else?
Bobby.
Sorry, Corinne. I know I have no right to be jealous, no right at all, but sometimes around the locker room at the club you hear stories and you wonder whether they're true.
The men talk about me.
Well, they talk about everybody. I guess they don't even think I'm listening. You know, just the golf pro. I figure most of it's just talk anyway. Sometimes you wonder.
Well, darling, let me tell you. I've never been to this motel alone or with anyone else. I've just noticed it on long, boring Sunday rides with my husband.
You don't have to explain.
No, I want to. Carl's an absolute automaton. Every Sunday that he's home and not inspecting his copper mine in Malaya or checking his drug factory in West Germany or his cattle ranches in Arizona, he insists on going for a ride. And always the same ride. It's a nightmare. That's how I know this motel. The train from Philadelphia to Pittsford crosses State 18 right there.
Okay, Corinne. Just tell me when to slow down. Better concentrate on my driving. I'm a little nervous. You understand.
Of course, dear.
Right this way. Mr. and Mrs. Brown, is it? Yeah. I guess you'll find this room comfortable and a lot cheaper than them newfangled places over on the turnpike.
Thank you, Mr. Easterwood. This will be okay. Very nice.
That's what I think. I've owned this place for near 23 years, and I try to keep it up.
This is very nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Glad you like it, Mrs. Brown. Oh, I tell you, it ain't so easy. We don't get the traffic like before they put the turnpike through.
Yes, of course.
We manage. We manage. Some folks like a place that's a little bit out of the way. Well, what I say, people's business is their own. When you run a motel, you learn to mind your own business. Oh, there's a TV set over there, if you care to watch. Coin phone. Radio, but it don't work.
Well, thank you, Mr. Eastwood.
Well, here's your key. Just leave it on the bureau on your way out.
Thank you. There. That locks him.
I thought he'd never leave. Funny old guy.
Are you afraid?
No, not really. I just can't go on living without you.
That goes for me too, sweetheart. You know that. And yet, Darling, I wonder, is this the only way?
What else can we do?
Well, I told you. I could go to him, to Carl. I could tell him straight out, man to man, Corinne and I are in love. She wants a divorce.
Oh, it sounds so simple to you, Bobby, but it isn't.
Why not?
Because Carl won't agree to a divorce. Not in a million years. I've told you that. We have no other choice. Unless we forget everything and never even speak to each other again.
You know I couldn't do that. It's impossible. After having you, there's no other girl in the world. I'd rather die now, like we've planned.
Together. Hand in hand, Bobby.
Together. You know when I first fell in love with you?
No. I imagine it was that first day 2 months ago when I started taking lessons.
Mm-mm. 13 years ago.
13 years? I didn't even know you then, did I?
I knew you. I worked around Riding Ridge.
At 16?
As a busboy, a caddy. Oh. You were 22. Honey blonde. For me, like the morning star a million miles away. 3 years later, when you married Carl, you know what I did?
What?
I went out and got drunk. Oh. First time in my life. That's why I left Pittsford and didn't come back until I got to be a golf pro. Even then, I couldn't stand the idea of that guy touching you.
Oh, I never knew. Well, even if I had, I couldn't have done anything anyway. I was brought up to be put on the Pittsford marriage market. Carl Sherman bid the highest, so there never was much question. Until I met you. So, here we are.
Corinne, I love to say your name. I love being with you. I don't ever want to be separated from you again.
You won't be, Bobby. We'll be together forever.
I keep wanting to put it off from moment to moment. We can't. Can we, darling?
No, we can't.
Well, what do we do?
Are you ready?
I brought pills for me. The ones you told me about.
Well, here are mine. And here's my note.
Read it. I'll write mine just like it. We don't want any misunderstandings afterwards.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
To whom it may concern. This is to certify that I have taken my life of my own free will, and no other person is responsible in any way for my death.
Wait a minute, not so fast. In any way for my death. Signed, Robert C. Beckett. And I'll leave it right here. Well, darling, now?
No, I want to wait till the Philadelphia train comes by. It's any minute now. Carl's on that train coming home. That'll be the end of our freedom to be together.
Oh, no, Corinne. That'll be the beginning of our freedom to be together.
There's the train. Bobby, get 2 glasses of water.
Uh-huh. I hope we have the guts to go through with it.
We will. Don't be afraid.
Uh-huh. Okay. Corinne, here you are. Hold me, Corinne. Hold me close. I love you, darling. I love you.
Drink it, Bobby. Drink it. Do it quickly, darling. And so will I.
What is it, Dad?
How do you feel?
All right so far. Bitter taste in my mouth.
I think I'm beginning to feel them.
I don't feel anything yet. Hold my hand.
All right, dear.
That's better. I hope we go together. I don't want to be left without you, even for a minute.
Everything's getting dim, kind of fuzzy.
Corinne, don't go.
I want to get it over with. I'm sleepy.
Well, we shouldn't have done this. We should have tried to find some other way, some way to live together with honor. Oh, love.
There is no other way. Just get it over with.
Corinne, come on, wake up. Wake up!
No.
Come on. Come on, Corinne. You gotta fight it. Get up, get up.
No, don't slap me.
I'm sorry, I've got to. Gotta get you up.
Leave me alone.
Darling, please, get up. Please, fight. Corinne, I can't help you much anymore.
Don't want any help. Come on, Bobby. We'll go together. It's the way we said we would. You want to kiss me?
I can't. Corinne, I can't move. I think I can, but I can't. I...
Bobby? Bobby, do you hear me? Well, I guess that's it. Operator, get me Pittsford 4-3966. All right, here it is. 15 cents more. It's a nickel. There's a dime. Hello, Mary. This is Mrs. Sherman. Mr. Sherman will be home soon, and I just want to be sure everything's ready. Did the order come? Good. Well, just be sure the roast is well done, the way Mr. Sherman likes it. Now, Mary, listen to this. When Mr. Sherman comes in about half an hour, would you please tell him that I've been at Riding Ridge? Yes, at the club. And I went for a drive and had a little car trouble. But I'll be along as soon as I can. And tell him we're due at the Van Brunt's for bridge after dinner. Yes. As soon as I can, Mary. I'll see.
Corinne, why?
Don't touch me. Stay away.
Why?
You keep your distance, Bobby. I warn you.
Why did you trick me?
Because you're a fool, that's why.
Fool? Corinne, I love you.
Love? You're an idiot and you're a romantic fool. You thought I'd give up being Mrs. Carl Sherman for life with you? Or for death with you, for that matter? What do you have to offer? How could you, even in your wildest dreams, imagine that I would want to go traipsing around the country like a gypsy from one country club to the other? Don't you have any sense at all? Or are you muscle-bound all over? What gave you the idea of a nerve to say you'd talk to Carl man to man and demand my freedom? I've never been so frightened in all my life.
You said you loved me.
Why not? Any other man would have understood what that meant. But not you. You had to take a flirtation and make it into a grand passion. You hung on to me like a leech. People were beginning to talk. Oh, baby, you didn't give me much choice. You had to die.
Why? Why
didn't you tell me this?
Because I knew you wouldn't give up. Because I saw you didn't know how to be smart. Oh, no. You had to own me, lock, stock, and barrel like a pet dog. Listen, didn't anyone ever tell you it takes money to buy pedigreed stock?
You're a tramp. A dirty tramp. Oh, to think I had anything to do with
Look,
you.
Look, Bobby, if you think I'm going to stay here and watch you die...
I'm not going to die. And you're not going
to
leave.
You took enough pills to kill a horse!
Adrenaline. That's what a doctor would use.
So what? There's no doctor.
Anger makes adrenaline. I read it somewhere. And I'm angry. Oh, more than that I've ever been in my whole life.
So be angry. I don't care. I'm going. So long, Bobby, and it was fun. All right, Bobby, where's the key?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Bobby, where are you going?
Water. On my face. Beat this thing. Oh, good, good. Yeah, that feels good.
Give me the key. I have got to get out of here.
Good.
Bobby, where's the key?
Oh, you'll go, Corinne. Yeah, sure, when I let you go. Not before.
You have got the key, then.
Maybe.
I know you have it. Now, look, Bobby. You have nothing to gain by keeping me here, and I've got to get home.
To your husband? And your dinner? And your bridge? And safe? And snug? And smug? Until the next trip? And the next guy? Well, maybe it won't be so easy for you this time.
Give me that key.
When I feel like it.
I have got to get home now.
I understand. Perfect.
Then give me that key.
No. We'll sit here and we'll let Carl wonder. We'll let his doubts of your faithfulness crawl through his mind. It will raise questions, Corinne, to which you have no answers. Maybe I'll take you home to explain just why you tried to murder me.
Murder? You can't scare me with that. I didn't touch you. You brought your own pills and you wrote your own suicide note.
And you brought yours. And what were they? It was murder, I say. And what's more, you know it.
It was not murder, but it might be. Now, Bobby, give me the key.
Put away that gun, Corinne.
I want the key.
Come on. Come on, put it away.
Look, Bobby, I'm pretty desperate. I came prepared to use this if I had to.
Will you put that thing away, or will I have to tear it away from
me? Bobby, I warned you. I warned you.
Hey, what's going on there? What happened? Was that a shot? Open up. Open up here.
Mr. Easterwood, call the state police. Tell them Mrs. Carl Sherman just committed suicide.
Mrs. Carl Sherman? Suicide?
Here. A note.
Yeah. To whom it may concern, this is to certify I have taken my life of my own free will.
Presented Till Death Do Us, written by Raphael David Blau, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Elspeth Eric, Bill Mason, and Hal Burdick. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.